Beginning Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, began yesterday, continuing. I feel in the Sugya Gemara, for sure, I think we reached enough of clarity, moment. And together with the Chavrusas, I hope you wrapped it up. Wrap it up. And Beis Hashem, next month, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan will begin Hamafkin. Zokter Rambam, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. We already saw the definition of Tshuva Shiyoshiv Achoyite Micheto Yidlefne Hashem V'Yizvade. Let's see the halacha itself. Kol HaMitzvot Shebatoiro Bein Asei Bein Lois Asei. Dainu, Rambam says, even a bitul mitzvah essay, person didn't do anything wrong, just Yoshav lo yosa mitzvah. He allowed himself to be sloppy and just pass up a mitzvah. Slept pasman kriyashma, pasman tefillah, etc. Bein essay bein lois essay. Im ovar odom alachas mehen, bein bezodoin, bein bishgogo. The person is over on one of them. Bein bezodoin, bein if it was amazed, or bein bishgogo, even if it happened to him as a shoigig. A shoigig also needs a kapor. Bishgogo happened to him, and he was mevatel lemitzvah asei. Bishgogo. He asked someone to wake him up, and the guy didn't wake him up. That's a shoigig. And he slept through. Zman kriyashma. Kshiyase tshuva. V'yoshuv michetoi chayev lisvadis lifnei hakel baruch hu. When a person does tshuva, and he's shov from the chait, he's mechuyev to be misvade, to verbally be misvade, lifnei hakel, as we discussed yesterday. Vidui is lifnei hokeil. The recognition that he's standing in the presence of Hashem and he's saying the words to Hashem. He's speaking to Hashem. As I mentioned yesterday, that's the reason why Vidui needs Hazkor Hashem Shomayim. Honor Hashem. We'll see the Vidui of a Koy. On all Viduim need Hazkor Hashem Shomayim. With the recognition that one stands in front of Hashem and he's speaking to Hashem. Shenemar isho yisho, learned out from the pasuk, ki yasim kol chatos odom limol baal b'Hashem, va'oshma nefesh ahi, v'svadu es chatosum asher osu ze vidu dvorim. When a person does one of the chatos odom, what's the translation of the word chatos? Chet. Chet. What's the shorish of the word chet? Chet doesn't have to mean what we refer to as chet as actually doing an ovoin, which is actually being over through an action. Nefesh HaChaim says, ki odem in tzadik boretz asher yaseh toy v'lo yechto, doesn't mean that every person has to be nichshal on a chet. Says Nefesh HaChaim, the meaning of v'lo yechto means chet is a notion of not fulfilling one's duties. And it's impossible for a human being to live up to all of his duties. Chet is a notion of lacking, of cheser. So if a person does an aveira biyodayim, or he's nichshal b'shoigeg in an actual maisa aveira, that's also a chet. He's also lacking in his fulfillment of being on guard, not to slip. But the chet is that he's lacking in fulfilling that which he should be fulfilling. And there's yasmi kol chatas odom asher lo ite yoseno. There's chatas odom asher, a person is lacking in his duties that he should have done, mitzvah saseh, or odom not being kai mitzvah asher lo ite yoseno, because he wasn't careful, and he was nichshal in averis that he was supposed to refrain from. And he actually did them. Isha, Isha, Zok the Posuk, Yasum, Kolchatas Odom, Limalmal, Ba'ashem, Va'oshmo, Anefeshahi, There's a chiyuv hisvadus chatosim asher osu. Ze vidui dvorim. Vidui ze mitzvah asei. It's a special mitzvah asei to go ahead with the process of this vidui, verbally expressing a vidui. Now, when is this mitzvah? Kshiyase tshuva michetoy. The person realizes he did an avera. He's supposed to straight away the derech of Adam Yashar, a tzaddik, is that he's does tshuva straight away. Person realizes he slipped, missed his man kriya shma, something else happened. Straight away, he stands in seclusion. Doesn't have to be. He shouldn't. Doesn't have to wait till the next Shemoneh Esrei. Vidu we'll see has to be done by Amida. Finds himself a shir room, locks the door, humbly stands and recognizes he stands in the presence of Hashem, and he speaks to Hashem and he says, the Nusach. He can say it in English, but he has to be Kesan Misvad, and he has to be Oimer, and we'll see what the Tnoim are. The person is supposed to do Tshuva straight away. The Gemara in Chagiga Dafei, I think it is, says, Kol Oiver Avera, the ideal time of a tshuva is the quicker the better. And as I spoke out to Beis Halevi yesterday, the long that a chet, besides being the aveira itself, it also has an imprint that it's mekalkel and metami the nefesh. The quicker one rids itself oneself from that aveira, the less of an imprint it has. I think there's an Or HaChaim, I forget exactly who speaks out the importance of doing tshuva on the day itself. That a person is nechshal chayt. That's the idea by Krishna Shalamita. A person should be, the tshuva is the Mishnah Berurah brings it already. And it's this man tshuva that if before a person goes to sleep, Or HaChaim writes that when person is mafkid is his nefesh, and he goes to sleep, and he's mafkid his nefesh, and is it the aveira that a person does is has an imprint on his neshama in as a ksiva in a stronger way than beforehand. The greater madrega is to do tshuva straight away, still before that happens, before that imprint, and that's what the Gemara says. Im roisa tamal chacham shava aveir belaylo al tahar achrom bayei. There's a chazoket. Shema asa tshuva, the Gemara says, Shema asa tshuva, vada yasa tshuva. A Talmud Chacham who slips, will, understanding the capability that one has of tshuva, and the importance of tshuva, will do tshuva straight away, and therefore the next day when you look at him, just because you know about something terrible that he did the previous day, he should be becheskes kashrus to you. Why? Because vada yasa tshuva. A Talmud Chacham does tshuva on something, he slips straight away. And that's even in a big chet. That's what the Gemara is coming to make an emphasis. The tvi on the person sometimes isn't so much on the fact that he didn't avera, that he slipped. The greater tvi of a person is that he allowed himself to continue and wallow in it. And he didn't disassociate himself straight away from the avera via tshuva, via vidu. Was once a Bentera shared a certain thought with me, and I appreciated that it was a very true machshava. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say viduyim. Okay, we'll discuss that a bit later if I have time. Poshut, why not? But benkach or benkach, without getting it. But beside the fact that it's not part of the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Inyan, not to be maskir chayt, not to be ma'ir kitchuk nisota. That's why when we say Avinu Malkenu Chatanu Ve'er Rosh Hashanah, we say it quietly. According to the Gro, it's machlekes minogim to say or not to say, but benkech or benkech, according to the Gro, even if you do say, you should say quiet. Okay. So this Bentera shared with me a machshava azeh. He said he slipped on something. And she was like, what? The difference. On Rosh Hashanah. So he had a shayla, he asked himself, what should I do? lemaise isha isha asher yasim kol chatas odom limol mal b'ashem bein if it's b'shoy gibbei b'meizi there's a mitzvah sasei of vidui from meidach yisis Rosh Hashanah he's not supposed to be maskir vidui he's not supposed to be maskir chay so he told me he thought about it and after he went there and he went through the ona Hashem chatos yovisi pashat he went through the whole nusach as it says it's a very simple machshav being maskir the word chay is a kitru kenzai. But the greater kitruk is having a chet. What's greater kitruk? Saying the word chet or having a chet? Of course, having a chet. And if a person has an opportunity to disassociate himself from the chet, al yedei maisa tshuva, maisa vidui, and has a mitzvah sasei the raisa of vidui, tshuva, then poshut avad, Rosh Hashanah, be it whatever it is, as well as ton, you should do it straight away. Yes. Because the tzibur is a whole different vidui, as well. By the hopefully, the time I finish here, we'll have clear. But every individual is mechuyev to be shov and shuvah 354 days a year, including Rosh Hashanah, whenever it is. If a person slips, he's supposed to straight away do vidui and shuvah on the spot, not to wait. If he missed the krishma, whatever it is, missed the bracha, straight away. With the Maisa Vidui, as Rambam says. There's a din Amida, an Amida. There's a din of Lifnei Okay, Lifnei Okay. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi, and he says the Vidui, speaking to Hashem.
Is there Maile even by the Chatoim, which only Yom Kippur, which
are. Absolutely. It's two separate things. A person has to do Tshuva straight away. No Shaykhs. The Kapora needs the ultimate cleanliness of the Chet. He needs Yom Kippur. All lavin need Yom Kippur, but the person does tshuva is supposed to do tshuva on the spot. It's two separate things. The mitzvah sasei of tshuva is perfect, even without Yom Kippur. You don't need Yom Kippur for the mitzvah sasei that the Rambam over here is discussing. The Rambam over here is discussing this halacha aleph is 354 days a year. Ketzad misvade. What does vidui include? Oimer. Ono Hashem. As we said, there's a din to zogin, to say, speak out the shame. In Mikdash was a shame of furish, begvulin, this man hazeh, till Mashiach comes, we use the shame adnus. Chotosi, avisu, poshati lefonecho. Now, why do you say chotosi, avisu, poshati? Which chet is shoigeg. Avisi is mezid, and pesha is lahachis, and any chet, and every single chet you say chotosi avisi pashaiti, even oversleeping is my krishma, b'shoigeg, when you told someone to wake you up, what you do wrong. So the Ramban writes, they explain b'chlal, why does this shoigeg need a kapara? And why does the shoigeg need a tshuva? We should ask us that question in the Ramban. What do you mean you say a vidu? What did you do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You made a shomer, maybe even a shomer sochar. You hired him to do the job, and he didn't do the job, and it happened. The answer is, says the Ramban, that first of all, a shogig happens is because a person's not on the right madrega. If a person would be properly on the right madrega, he would be so careful, a shogig wouldn't happen. So he has to have. He needs a kapara that he wasn't on the right madriga that it was able to happen. Is it a spiritual idea or it's a kipshuta idea? Probably both are true. Kipshuta, had he cured enough, it never would have happened in the shogeg. But it's something deeper, as the Gemara tells us, it's a Rashi in Chumash, that if Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen to him, it's because he didn't cure enough in other times. And that's all part, that if he was slipped in chet, that's all part of his general spiritual matzah, that it's not right. Now, including in every spiritual madrega that's not right, and including every single avera has a certain element of chet, avoin, and pesha to it. First of all, I can go the other extreme, that everything has chet, avoin, and pesha, even avera that's done bemeret, even a lahachis, also has an aspect of chet to it. What do I mean? Now going to the speaking the other way, we say v'nislach l'chol adat tomorrow night evening before shkia. Shkia is coming in. We're going to say v'nislach l'chol adat bnei Yisrael v'lager b'soicham ki l'chol ha'om b'shgoga. L'chol ha'om b'shgoga. There were some people that are various. That's such a horrific maze. It's terrible to think about. But even that, on a true level, is also a shgog. There's an element of shgoga to it. Meaning, had a Ish Yisraeli appreciated his Kedushas Neshama, appreciated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understood with his full das what Yiddishkeit and what Torah Mitzvahs is all about, he never would have been Nichshal and Chait. Even many of our Zdoinois and our even Lahachis also have an aspect of Shgoga to it. Because we're simply stupid. And on our stupid level that we are, coming sometimes also from a stupidity, from not learning enough, not being misbinding enough. But there's a level of shgoga. That's the poshut. Rishonim taich that poshut. Pshat in that posuk. When a person stands leil kol nidre with the right attitude about Torah mitzvahs, we're able to ask that as a bakosha, as the tzibur. Ki l'chola am b'shgoga. We now can appreciate the whole year we were shoygigim. We weren't living up with the right amount of das. And there's a certain level of shgoga. And therefore we beg for kapara. Now the opposite is also true. There's a certain level of not caring, which is an ovein. And sometimes there's lahachis that a person has a shtoykikus for tumah. And therefore, he doesn't live a life of being careful properly with his Yiddishkeit. And that's why even a shoygig has an element of ovein and pesha. Every chait is composed of all three things. And b'shas the vidui, we have to be misvada on all three components. Chait, avoin, and pesha. As they state in Rambam. You need the shame, and you have to speak out chotos yovisi pashaiti. It's a gemara. The gemara, if I'm not mistaken, it's learned out in Daf Lamed Vov, in Masechta Yuma, they have to be masker all three. Okay. Weiter. Says the Rambam, vosisi kach v'kach. This person has to be mefarit the chait. What does it mean mefarit the chait? He has to describe exactly, nebuch, down to the fine detail, what he did exactly wrong, how he did wrong. That's also learned out from Achon. It's a sugi in Yumadav Peivav. That tzorach pirut achet, to be mefarit the detail. Zok the Rambam has a chiddush here. Vare nichamti, I have charota, uboishti, I'm embarrassed, b'maisai, ulo'oylamei nichoizel ledover zeh, I won't ever do it again. The Rambam says that a person in this vidui has to be mefaret, the charota, the busha, and the kabbalah, and the decision lahabo. It's all part of the dialogue that he has with his creator, telling Hashem, speaking out, expressing, his charota and his decision for the future. Kabbalah lahabo. Zeu ikore shel vidui. This is the main components that vidui has to have. All of these components that were mentioned. Chol hamarbe lihisvadois, which is what? Umarich beinyan zeh, he elaborates on the charota. He elaborates on the decisions for the future. This explaining how he's going to make things better. He elaborates and he goes into the details of the busha. Harezim Meshubach. Okay. Sifrek Zachakash. This is Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says very clearly, a person in the process of tshuva has to have in his vidui, charota, and kabbalah lahabo. We'll see Hemshach Rambam. This halacha and halacha beis, halacha gimel. There's a vidui on all korbanos, and there's the nusach vidui that the kohen gadol, the shliach tzibur, says a vidui on a korban. Now, there's, to be precise, there's even some korbanos that have a kapora on some on a very specific chait, sirush chodesh, tumas mikdash v'kadoshov. Now, does the Kohen Gadol express the in his vidui, what the chait is about, or does he express charota and kabbalah lahaba in his ma'aseh vidui? No, not at all. Ketzad misvade. We have mishnayis, and that's going to be the Rambam is going to bring very shortly. The Rambam in Halacha Beis says that since Sura Mishtalach Lefishu Kapora Lekol Yisrael, Kerem Godel, Misvada Olav Alosh and Kol Yisrael. And that's the Posuk. Shenemar Vihisvada Olav is Kol Avonis Bnei Yisrael. He has to be Misvada on the Sura Lazal, so all the Avonis Bnei Yisrael. What does the Kerem Godel do? He takes the booklet of the Chidah and he begins going through all of the details of all the Avonis of Bnei Yisrael. No. What does he do? He says the exact lotion of the Mishnah that we have, which we'll say in the Avodah of Beis Hashem on Yom Kippur. Chotu, Ovu, Poshu, Amcha Beis Yisrael. That's what he expresses. And then he asks, Ono Bashem, Kaperno, Lachatoim, Vela Avoinus, Vela Pshoim, Shechotu, Veshe Poshu, Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kakosu Beserah Secho, Ki Bayom Eze Yechaper Aleichem. It's part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and he's mispalel. He said, "Lifnei Hashem, everyone was kareil mishtachave." Grado over there, the Gemara tells us that Pishas the kriya of the third vidui of the Kohen Gadol out loud by the vidui of Chotu Poshu of Amcha Beis Yisrael, so they were noiflim al pneiyan, va'armin baruch shem kvoid malchusoi, and every person was mizvade his private averus then belachash. As I state in Gemara, Yosheber learns Taki, if you like that it's Taki, it was only in the third video, not in every Ari. They fell 10 times. Every single, there were 10 times that the Kohen Gadol, there were 3 korbanos, and in each korban that he said vidui, par, shel Kohen Gadol, the ayil, and the soyer, and in each one he said a vidui. Three times, Shema Mefurish, and they fell down each time. Yosheber learns over the last one, the Chotu Poshu of Amcha Beis Yisrael, that's where the Gemara is referring to that they said their own vidui. Okay. But Benkach, that wasn't a vidui on the korban. Now, you do see that there's a vidui that you don't go into the details of the chait, A. Just as Chotu of Poshu Amcha Beis Yisrael, A. Secondly, he doesn't speak out of Charota, and he doesn't speak out of Kabbalah. According to the Rambam, if Ketzat Nisvadeh, this is a Tanai in the Vidui, then you need all of the above. The Teretz is very, very poshut and very, very basic. It's an olive base. The Rambam now, when he's saying Ketzat Nisvadeh in Halacha Aleph, this is Rabbi Yosheber Negris Agrid in Avodah Yom Kippurim, and Alat Shuvah, Vadvorim, and it's the Rambam. If we just allow ourselves to read the Rambam. The Rambam over here in Halacha Aleph is discussing the essence of tshuva needs a vidui. As we spoke out yesterday, there's the maisa tshuva, maisa mitzvah of tshuva, and then there's the essence of tshuva. The maisa mitzvah of tshuva is to verbalize the essence of tshuva, which is, as I spoke out yesterday, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Mahi HaTshuva, what is a tshuva? That a person sheyazev achoy techetoy v'yasira mimachshavtoy, and he disassociates himself legamri from the chait. The Rambam over here is saying the ma'aseh mitzvahs and the mitzvahs ma'aseh mitzvah vidui and the mitzvahs vidui as the ma'aseh hatshuva is that disassociation, that severing that shayches to the chait that we have via vidui via tshuva. That goes with charot and kabbalah lahabo. It has to be verbalized, and that's what the Ramban says in Vayitu in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. That halacha, v'tzorich, v'tzorich lizvadois b'svosov. The process of tshuva has to be. Lip said with his lips, v'loimar, and to speak out, in yonis elu shigomar b'libo. It has to be verbalized to Hashem, and the person has to be careful. It has to be verbalized that al pidin is considered a dibur. L'chadchila, it's supposed to be quiet, but it has to be that it's loud enough that he can hear himself. That's the definition of dibur al pitoir. That it's loud enough that a person heard his own words. So that vidu has to be said on the level, and that I'm now speaking of the 354 days a year when a person closes the door behind him and he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch and he speaks out what has to be spoken out, at least on a verbalized in a dibur that is nishma to his oznai, as the Gemara in Brachos tells us. That's the halachic definition of what dibur is. Not a whisper that's not that he can't hear. Now, what the Rambam is discussing over here, the vidu, which is the process of tshuva, and the mitzvah saseh of tshuva. There's a separate din vidu. The separate din vidu, which is done on the korban, that's a general vidu. And appreciate there's another concept of vidu that we'll see shortly. That's a vidu that every maisa mechaper needs a vidu. Every maisa mechaper needs a vidu. A korban is a mechaper, part of the kapara has to be done with a vidu. Misas Bez Din is a machaper, it needs a vidui. Malkis is a machaper, it needs a vidui. Yom Kippur is a machaper, it needs a maisa vidui. Now, that's not to be connected to the vidui of tshuva. Tshuva, the vidui of tshuva has to be done 354 days a year. And it has to be done even so much more on Yom Kippur. As we saw yesterday, I quoted the Rambam Perek Beis Aloha Zayin. The Yom HaKippur is a Yom of tshuva. A person has to make sure Yom Kippur to do tshuva. So if he didn't do tshuva yet on a certain Avera, and suddenly he chaps himself on Yom Kippur, he should try to chap whatever he can on Yom Kippur. Avera should be yodai. He has certain traits, as the Rambam speaks out later in Perek Vav, that a person, even on Midas Rois, has to do a vidui. And he chaps himself, and he should catch himself, and he speak it all out to Hashem, the Charota, and he's embarrassed about this bad thing that he has in him, and he begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, he wants to change in the future, and he tells Hashem all about it. That's all going through the process of tshuva. Then there's another Maisa Vidui, that just like the Kohen Godel says, a Vidui on the Korban, so to on Yom Kippur, we have to stand and do a Maisa Vidui. As a Tzibur. As a Yochid. We do a vidui. Five of the viduyim are done as a yochid. Another five we do as a tzibur. All together we have 10 viduyim, which are connected to the ten kiddushi yodayim v'raglayim of the kohen gadol, which is a certain process of tahara of kapara that we go through. That's not the vidui of tshuva. That's a vidui of on the mechaper on the kaparas yom kippur. We have a vidui, just like the vidui of kohen gadol. See this Barchove. You can see this Barchove in Igris Hagrid on this shtickel, and in the countryside of this Yom Kippur over there, he has sharp gezogt. He says it's so very beautiful. There are two different concepts of vidui. One of them needs a charot, kabbalah lahabo, and marich in Yonis Elu. It's meshubach. Then there's a regular. Then there's a ma'aseh vidui, which is part of process of Kaporis Yom Kippur, part of the process of Kapora of the Korban, Malkis, Mrs. Bestin, etc. Now the Rambam over here has Vechein. Let's see weiter. Vechein balichatois vashomois. The eis shemevin korban yisein al shigigos and oy al zdoinon. Ein miskaperlen bekorbonon at shiyasi tshuva viyesvadu vidu dvorim. Shenemar vihisvadu asher choto aleo. The Rambam is making an emphasis over here. Bali chatois vashomois. When they bring the korban on whatever it is, on a shoygig, on amazing, most korbanos are shoygig. Some very limited averis are also on amazing. Whenever he's bringing the korban to be miskaper, he needs to do two things. He needs to do shav b'tshuva, and he needs to be misvade. Now, for many years, I've been back and forth. What is the Rambam? When the Rambam is emphasizing this vidui, is he referring to the vidui of midin tshuva, or is he referring to vidui midin kapora on the korban? I'll be honest with you, it wasn't clear to me many years. And I wasn't even sure how Rabbi Yoshua ben Igris agreed when he had you referring to the shtickle, exactly how he's learning. I think at the moment, I think that the way he's learning in the Rambam, that it's a din in tshuva. It's, the other aspect is also true. The shayla, because both nekudas are right. There's two nekudas which are true. Shayla is, what's the Rambam referring to in the Vechein? A korban, when a person brings a korban, he has to do tshuva along with it. It's not enough that he brings a korban without doing tshuva. The pasuk says, Zerach Roshoim Toyeva. The Gemara, many places, refers to this concept that a person brings a korban without intention to do tshuva, it's nothing. It's psukim. Throughout Nevi'im, the Navi giving Toichachot to Klal Yisrael, he says, you bring korbanis, and you don't do tshuva, it's nothing, better not to bring them. Zevach Roshoim Toyeva. Now, part of that tshuva that has to be done when a person brings a korban from Techiv Kapar needs a vidui. Seemingly, that's what the Rambam is referring to. As a korban needs a tshuva, tshuva needs a vidui. And that's the Vechein. That's what I think L'chor Pshut and Shalvar. Now, then the Rambam now is continuing saying Nocha Vechein. What's the next Vechein? Vechein kol mechuyove Mrs. Bezdin. U'mechuyove Malkois. Ein miskaper lem b'misos and b'kios and actually has a tshuva v'yisvado. Rambam is saying that this halacha vayter. Every mechaper, not just the korban. Mrs. Bezdin is a kapara. The Rambam brings this later in Hilchas Tshuva, which we won't get to together to see. You should see it on your own. The Rambam brings that Mrs. Bezdin is a mechaper. And I learned out from the posuk. Yeshua told the Achon, Hayoyim azeh ata ochor. Today you were blackened, but lemochar, you're going to be go to Gan Eden. And Mrs. Bezdin is a mechaper. The kapor of Mrs. Bezdin, but needs a tshuva, but as the perfect tshuva needs a verbal expression, needs a vidui, and that's what the Rambam seemingly is saying. That just like he was miyasid in the beginning of Aloch Aleph, that vidui has to, that tshuva needs a vidui. The mechaprim of Mrs. Bezdin or Malkois, korban. These mechaprim need to have a tshuva, but a full tshuva, a tshuva that also has a vidui along with it. V'chein, now the Rambam is saying a whole another idea. V'chein achoyvel b'chaveiroi, even averis of b'nodem l'chaveiroi, oyamazikim imoinoi, ava pishashinu l'mashu chayav, and mitzad b'nodem l'chaveiroi, he already achieved the kapora, ein miskaper loi, b'klapi d'chit klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein miskaper loi ad shigizvade, v'yoshu milasis kazel lo'ilo, shenemar mikol chatas o'odom. It's not miskaperit him until he's misvada and does tshuva, and he has charot and kabbalah never to repeat it. But that's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nikol chatas odom, which is a reference even avayish ben odom lechaver. And a person has to realize when we come to a day of tshuva, which has to be utilized as proper tshuva, there's an issue of ben odom lechaver that we have to do tshuva on. Nothing doing with whether a friend is makbid or not makbid, he's moichel or not moichel. Every Jew has to look in within himself, how's his ben odom lechaveroi, and that's his chiyuv to his creator. How's he with his family, with his siblings, how's he with his roommates, with his chaverim yeshiv, with his chavrusis, and to make a real cheshbon hanefesh. And that's really part of the process of tshuva, when a person realizes he has a fault within himself in that point. Take action and do tshuva on it. Go through the process of tshuva healthily, properly, and become better. Change. Use the opportunity of Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Tahar and Kapur, and the opportunity of Yom Kippur itself, to make that change within oneself. And a person is mechoyev to be misboinen in oneself and to go through the process of vidui and tshuva. Verbalize, express that disassociation of change that a person tries to make from what he realizes was wrong and is wrong in his the way he's been living till now. Zog der Rambam weiter, Perek Beis. Soira mishtaleach, lefishu kapor l'chol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Mitzvah Olav Aloshin Kol Yisrael. Shenemar V'Yisvah Olav Es Kol Avoyno Es Bnei Yisrael. He says the vidui as a shliach of the tzibur, and he uses the loshin Al Kol Yisrael, which is, as we said before, Chotu Avu Poshu Amcho Beis Yisrael. Of course, he doesn't speak out Charote. He can't speak out Charote for Klal Yisrael. He can't speak out Kabbalah Lahaba for Klal Yisrael. But as we said, this is a different vidui. And that's what the Rambam here in Perek Beis is introducing. He's introducing here in Perek Beis that there's a vidui on a korban as a maise, part of a maise mechaper needs a maise vidui. And it's learned out for the posuk. The posuk says, V'chiper olav avinus b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara tells us, what's v'chiper olav? Zu kaporas dvarim. It's a kapora which is achieved via words, which is vidui. Now the Rambam tells us a bit about what the power of Surah Mishtaleach is. Surah Mishtaleach Mechaper al kol aver shebatoira Hakalois v'hachamurois. Surah Mishtaleach was a Mechaper on all the averis, the severe ones and the easy ones. Ben shavar bezodoin, it also was a Mechaper. Ben shavar b'shgogo, ben shehoidaloi, ben sheloi hoidaloi. Hakol miskaper besoir hamishtaleach. Every single avera was miskaper with the soir hamishtaleach. Every avera. V'hu shosa tshuva. That went along with doing tshuva. Now the Rambam tells us, avalim lo yosa tshuva, ein asoir mechaper lo elo al hakalos. The Sura Mishtaleach is only mechaper on the kalos. Umayin hakalos, umayin hachamurois. Chamurois ein averis shechayim alayim misis bezdin hakoreis, ushvasho v'sheker. Afal pishayim bakoreis, harei himin hachamurois. Ushar mitzvist lo yisasei, mitzvist asei, shayim ben koreis, hein hakalos. All the mitzvist lo yisasei, mitzvist asei, that don't have a koreis, all the lavim, nevela, chazir, are referred to as kalos, compared to the other ones. And so Mishtalech is Mechaper even without Tshuva. Yom Kippur, in times of Beis HaMikdosh, with the Zohar Mishtalech, was a Matona Niflo'o Ad Mo'oid Mo'oid Mo'oid. And they had a Zohar Mishtalech, they were Zoyche to a Kapora, even on all the various Akalis, even without doing Tshuva. Now, what is that? Let me ask a practical shayla. Rabbi Yeshaber discusses it, but Benkach or Benkach, Rabbi Bentur has to ask it. A person becomes a pasul eidus. What's the rule? If he's over an aver sheyesh b'malkis, it's a kizayis nevela, becomes pasul eidus. Or he's over even if there's no malkis. If he's over an aver lav dechomas, something connected to cheating in money. He becomes postulated if he's over on an Avera, Ribis, also, anything which is connected to money, Sheker, Gzeil, Nifsalei. Or, he's over on the Lav, Sheesh, but Malkus. Now, comes the Surah Mishtaleach, and it's Mechaper. Even without Shuba. Does this person become Koshulaitis all over again? Avada nisht. Mefor shalachas and Rambam, not that way. In order to become kosher leidus, a person has to go through the purifying process of tshuva and change himself to be a different person. If a person ate b'mezid, a ham sandwich, a par kizesim of chazir, even if it's b'mezid, Rambam says, Surah Mishtaleach is Mechaper. He gets a kapora. Is he now kosher leidus? No. Mechaper means he's mesalik from him, seemingly, the oinish. There's a kapora and there's a tahara. Kapora is a reference that the oinish is not going to be there. Tahara, or being mafkiach alishim rosha, the person has to go through the process of tshuva, no matter what. a korban is not enough. According to Rebbe, we don't. Rambam doesn't paskin that way. It's not paskin. Yom Kippur is also a mechaper without ankalos, without tshuva. Person goes through Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, he's kosher leidus. No, an isha is going to be his kadeshes in front of him, and he's one of the only two eidim there. She's not going to be mekudeshes. She's a pnuya because he's posul leidus. Even though it's niskaper. Niskaper means that the choymer of the severe punishment, the punishment, is taken away. Oh, but the tahara, that's totally in tshuva. Just appreciate when the Nevi'im warn Klal Yisrael about the Mikdash being destroyed, that they have to change their actions. What was going on? Klal Yisrael were in a habit of having a Mikdash, having a Sur Lazozel, having Korbonis that wipe them clean from punishment. Not from the Chet, but from punishment. They left Yom Kippur with such a relief, knowing Lemaisa that all the Averis, Hakalois, that Dainu, if they were not Nichshal, increases in Mrs. Bezdin, they're okay for the year. They're okay. Someone knows he was not Nichshal, increases Mrs. Bezdin. Krisis Mrs. Bezdin or in the Shvah Shoven Sheker, and he could have been a Rosha Merusha, a variant taking ribis, Oichon Nevelis, Shreifis, Shkotzim, Remosim, lobsters and ham, Chvis Hashem Yerachem Vos. You know, Aber Kapara, Sarah Mishtaleach. That's why the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent his messages. I'm giving you a matana of a mikdash. Don't abuse it. Use it as a way of coming close to me, not a way of keeping a crutch and staying with chet and pesha. That's why the last 40 years of mikdash, when the Sarah Mishtaleach was pushed off the mountain, half of the shoni, the piece of red wool which was between the horns of the Sawyer, half of it was on the horns of the Sawyer and half of it was left in Migdosh. Miraculously, every single time that the moment that the Sarah Mishtaleach was pushed off, the red cloth, the red part of the red wool that was part of that piece of wool that was left in Migdosh turned white on the spot. The last 40 years it didn't. Why? Because Zevrach Hashem Toyeva. Klal Yisrael were abusing, not appreciating the Mikdash as a form of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but using it as a way of remaining far and not being afraid of Oynish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's no kapara. It's not going to achieve this kapara. And that's why it remained red. That was the last 40 years. Let's appreciate the matona, what they had, b'shas that they had it. And we can appreciate more the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. Let's see first the next Rambam. Now go on to that. The Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Rambam Paragimel. Bizman, Shein Beis Amigdash Kayom. Ve'ein lanu Mizbeach Kapara. Ein Shom Elo Tshuva. All we have is Tshuva. Hatshuva Mechaperes Al Kol Ha'averes. The Rambam comes us down and tells us, Rabbi Isai, Mahot Nishkin Mizbeach, we don't have a Mikdash, but we do have Tshuva. And Tshuva is Mechaper on everything. No avera is too great for a person to do tshuva. Afilu rosha kol yomav v'ase tshuva b'achroino ein mazkirin lo shom or shem rishoy shenemar v'rishas ha-rosha le'ikoshel b'b'yoyim tshuva m'rishoy. The resha of the rosha, he won't stumble in it the day that he does tshuva. Tshuva is a tremendous power of kapar. Tremendous power. It's a mizbeach kapor, and a tshuva is mechaperes on every single aver. Zok the Rambam weiter, v'itzumay shel Yom HaKippurim, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur is mechaper lashovim. It's mechaper for those who do tshuva, shenemar ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. B'yoyim hazeh, the day itself, is a kapora. Just like Mrs. Beston is a kapora. A korban is a kapora. Just like Malkus is a kapora, so too the Itzum Shel Yom is the Mechaper. What's the Mechaper? The essence of the day. The fasting is a gewaldike madrega. And a person is someach in the inui, in the coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the kiyum mitzvahs, katshein mitzvah secha, it's gewaldik. It all uplifts and makes a person purer and more tor. But at the end of the day, what's the kapora of Yitzum Shel Yom? The day itself, being alive during Yom Kippur. There's one Yom Kippur when I wasn't well, I was sick. And on a level of that I had to take medication and I wasn't allowed to fast on a level of pikuach nefesh. And I was bedridden in a serious way. In a serious pneumonia, I wasn't allowed to move. And I was on a serious antibiotic. I knew Chamishkin Yom Kippur in Bismedrish, definitely not davening for the Omid. Not only not davening for the Omid, Chamishkin Minyan. And I was never quite sick also. I fell asleep before Shkia of Yom Kippur. And I woke up, I saw it was dark outside. It's already Nacht. Yom Kippur. I had a certain pain not being in Besmedrish with the Tzibur. With the whole aura of the Kedusha Sayyid. And I realized, Chamishkin Tainis, I want to have a Tainis. I want to be Mekam and Mrs. Inu properly. But then it hit me. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, says, all Birkos Zman, all the brokers of Zman, of Shechiyonu, L'chadchila, and Yom Tif, we make it on the Kois. Every Yom Tif, we make it on the Kois. Yom Kippur, we don't have a Kois. Afilu, I'm Rafilu Bashuk, wherever one is. And as I was being mizboinen, I said, oh, I have to say Shechiyonu. And I was mizboinen before I said the bracha. What am I thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was night. I saw it was dark. It's Yom Kippur now. This medrash, yeshiva, nigunim, mitzvahs inui, tefillah b'tzibur, I don't have. Oh, but I have the Itzuma Shel Yom. And the Mechaper is the Itzuma Shel Yom Mechaper. I'm alive right now during this holy moment of Kedushas Yom Kippur. Baruch Ata Hashem Shechiyonu V'kimon V'yonu Lazman Hazeh. The Zman of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Metaher. Lashovim. But it's a Metaher. The day itself is a Mikveh Tahara, as a Koyach of Tahara. Shiva speaks out on the Mishnah of Omer Rav Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem metaharin, umi metahar eschem, avichem sheba shemayim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Mikve Yisrael Hashem. The Pasuk says, ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a metahar klal Yisrael via the yoyim, with this yoyim. The yoyim is a metahar. And Rav Akiva took it, and he told Klal Yisrael, see the Pasuk of Mikve Yisrael Hashem, and had it not been a Mishnah, I would have said it's a Chassidus Shevertel. It's a Chassidus Shevart. The Pashta Pshat of Mikve Yisrael Hashem is, Hashem is the hope of Klal Yisrael. Loshin Kaveh Yal Hashem Chazak V'yamitz Libecho Kaveh. Rabbi Akiva touched the word Mikve Yisrael Hashem. It has another meaning to it also. It's not a Chassidus Shevertel, it's a Mishnah from Tanoim, from the greatest Tana, that Rabbi Kiv, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Torah should have been given, Ayde Rabbi Kiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like a mikveh. Just like the mikveh is Metar Tmeim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Metar Yisrael. Shiva explains, what's the Shaychus to Yom Kippur? This Mishnah is the last Mishnah in Masechta Yom HaKippur, and Rabbi Kiv says it together with Kibayom HaZeh Yechaper. Klal Yisrael were tzibrochen and broken to shatters. They were shattered legamri after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Bifrat Bayisheni, where they were Bali Madrega. They were all choshve. The Gemara describes they were choshve tzadikim limdei Torah. They had their flaws, obviously. But they were Bali Madrega. They understood what spirituality was all about. And they understood the tragedy what they don't have when they don't have a Mikdash. They don't have the Soyer. They don't have the Korbanos. They don't have the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. They don't have nothing. From 1 year that they had the Mikdash to the next year they don't have anything. Came Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva told them, we have Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper Lashovim. And we have HaKadosh Baruch. Rosh Hashiva tells Tzu, just like the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Mikvois says, "Kinecholim nitoyu." Ma, just like kinecholim are malis odom nitumah letahara, so too the Rambam brings the Chazal, "Divrei Torah is metaher and mezachech a person. Afaholim bismedrish purifies and changes a person, makes him pure and tahor." So too, Zokri Bakiva declares, "So mikve Yisrael Hashem, you can be toivel." In Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Metaher, the person. Rosh Hashiva explains it, Yom Kippur, a person has to focus on being Metaher himself through Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go through the process of davening Lifnei Hokeil, saying the Vidu Lifnei Hokeil, and for a young Bachar, it's an Avoida, and that is the greatest Avoida one could have in Yom Kippur, to actually visualize that he's standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing but meditate on the mitzvah of standing lifnei hokeil. That madrega of dveikus, going through the process of tshuva, of honor Hashem, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing the want to change, the regret on the averus, on the past, begging for help in the future, trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness in the Tahara and the Kapur of Yom Kippur, that being toivel in the Tahara of the Dveikus, that's the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma Mikveh Mitaris Hatmeim Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dveikus, being toivel in that Dveikus, is Mitaher, us. And that's the Iker Avodah of Yom Kippur. So Zoich Zayich.